have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everyone, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. And your Fighting Illini basketball team are 1-0 after defeating the Jackson State Tigers by final score of 71-47. I know that we are still technically a football school for another couple days here coming off of the football win, but we now have real basketball games to talk about here after going 1-0. We'll try to have some quick hitters here after some as many regular season games as possible. I know there's probably not a ton to take away from here. I would say maybe the biggest storyline is, hey, what did the team do tonight without, you know, 60% of its starters? Maybe that's a good place to start, is what was your everyone's just takeaways just from the performance today without guys like Kofi and Trent and Curbelo?
Yeah, the great Al Davis said, just win, baby. And we got the dub. I mean, we've had other games like Nickel State 2 years ago where you lose that first game or you're playing way too close, like missing a bunch of people. It's just nice to have a win, nice to have a game, although it was sloppy, never really got inside of 10 points. So just kind of on cruise control for most of that game. And it's fun to see other teams like Ohio State get taken down to the buzzer against John Gross, and also seeing Nebraska lose to Western Illinois. Like, it reminded me a little bit of the first round of the tournament against Oral Roberts and Ohio State. And who did we play? Drexel. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, the biggest takeaway is you won the game and you're on to the next one.
Yeah.
Indiana also played EMU close, so everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
My takeaway was, we haven't been hit with the injury bug in the last like 2 years. And I really didn't know who was going to step up in certain situations. And we had just multitudes of players that we did not expect to step up. Obviously we knew that Coleman was going to be like a major factor in the game and for the season for the rest of the year. But BBV played probably the most surprising minutes. I think he was actually kind of a force down there, getting rebounds, and he had some solid passes as well.
Yeah.
10 rebounds.
We definitely benefited from playing like a small school early in terms of like the length that Coleman, BBV, Grandison have made it difficult for them. And while we maybe didn't have the playmaking that we needed, it was nice to see those guys contribute. Now, can that translate to the Big Ten? I don't know, but fortunately it doesn't really matter because you'll have Kofi, you'll have Curbelo, and you'll have Trent for those games.
The game obviously looks a lot different with you if you have those guys in the game. It's probably not a 24?
Yeah,
right.
24.
Vegas News, 24.5 point spread. It's probably a 40-point game if those guys are playing.
If Kofi doesn't donate money to charity, yeah.
Who said he wasn't philanthropic? We know he's big on green energy, and we know he's good on renewable fossil fuels, but we didn't know he was big on charity.
You know, here's something. Okay, so I'm looking at the box score. One of the Jackson State players, his position is listed as athlete. Is that a thing?
Was it Isaiah Williams?
Yeah.
It was not.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Football player.
Yeah.
It's football player for Virginia football.
Yeah.
You know what was also interesting was we've watched Demonte Williams play for 5 years, and I think that was the first time we've ever seen him play point guard, which, hey, good to have as your like fifth string point guard, I guess.
He was very alpha.
Yeah, he was. And him going 2-for-11, not ideal, but at the same time,
shot 50% from three, though. Yeah. That's my Demonte Williams train is just the 3-point field goal. Demonte Williams train, just get that 3-point percentage as high as possible.
That one that he had at the end of the shot clock, it was actually like I've never seen him take like a rushed 3-point shot before, and so it's cool to see him hit one of those.
Was that like the sort of turnaround three, like at the elbow?
Yeah, at the corner.
Yeah, that was very,
it was a nice shot.
Yeah, that was nice.
I feel like we also got an interesting Omar Payne performance. 4 points, 3 blocks. You like to see that. 3 rebounds, solid. what you don't like to see is those turnovers. Like, that was kind of weird how multiple times he was kind of had the ball at the elbow and the Jackson State guys were able to just kind of pick his pocket. But
I feel like that happened with Plummer as well. Like, they both had like a lot of turnovers that you just like didn't. I don't know why they felt like they were the ones that kept turning the ball over compared to the freshmen who kind of seemed like they belong.
They did, yeah. I mean, Luke Goody, just classic do your job kind of guy, kind of lunch pail, gritty, first one in, last one out kind of kid, who, other than he did miss like that little bunny at the after the offensive rebound. But yeah, turnovers weren't great. Coleman had 4-2, which it was interesting seeing him play kind of like a point forward. But at the opposite end, they did force a ton of turnovers. I think they forced like 13 in the first half and 20 overall. So that you could tell that length really bothered Jackson State. And it reminded you a little bit of how we played in the early Brad Underwood era, where it wasn't as much pressure, but like getting the steals and running was fun.
I will say I love how you were, Josh, are already saying how the freshmen belong. I was going to say, like, let's make some overreactions here. Like, yeah, the freshmen, they are ready to play. They are going to be playing Big Ten minutes here when we get into conference play. Like, yeah, they looked competent. Yeah, obviously. Every year you have one or two guys that play in these first two, three games before the rotation slims down a little bit that you're like, yeah, these guys are playing solid minutes. And then, you know, they're nowhere to be found, like a BBV last year. You know, probably, you know, a guy like Melendez plays minutes, you know, today and on Friday, and then probably doesn't see much of the floor moving forward with the suspensions and the injuries and just the fact that the rotation slims down as you start playing Big Ten opponents.
Right. No, I totally agree that that's what does happen. However, my point was just more that the freshmen didn't make the mistakes today when it was your third year transfer from Florida and your fifth year transfer from Utah who were the ones that did make more, had the majority of the turnovers.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, Josh, I just think you're looking really far into this. So if we could.
All right. I'll shut up. I'm kidding. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I'm just traumatized from the Adam Miller. Don't be surprised if I score 28 points.
Oh,
line
yeah.
After UNCAT. Hey.
Are you more traumatized for that or from a certain Pro Illini Twitter account tweeting that they feel really bad when we go big on teams in the second game of the year and then we almost lose to Ohio the next day? I'm not going to say who it was, but they were saying that we should be feeling bad when we're up this big on Chicago State. Only a couple of years after having to have a buzzer beater
win. Yeah.
Well, he didn't tweet it, but he was the buzzer beater. Yeah. But should we talk a little bit about like some overreactions? I know we kind of chatted about that after the first exhibition game. We love to overreact. I'm just gonna say it. Are we better without Kofi? Well, I mean, 1-0. Yeah, Josh is nodding his head. Yes, I'm seeing better without Kofi.
Definitely better without Aya.
Oh God.
Oh, any legit reaction?
Are we better without a point guard? We didn't have
positionless basketball in a basketballless world.
I mean, this isn't an overreaction, but I am very interested to kind of track and see how Jackson State ends up doing this season because they are currently ranked KenPom 296th, and last year I think Piper pointed it out they were like the third worst offensive team in the country. So we kind of should have expected a pretty subpar performance from them. But sometimes some of those teams get in a year, like you see Ohio ends up making the second round or
having an NBA player on their team.
Yeah. Or like Nickel State 2 years ago was actually a really solid team that would have made the tournament. So it'll be interesting to follow Jackson State and see whether or not even if you only win by 24 against Jackson State. Well, yeah, like we talked about, would it have been a 40-point win with some of your best players?
Hey, I'm rooting for them to win the SWAC.
Yeah,
They're preseason third in the SWAC, behind.
We do get the advantage of just going plus 100 in our first three games on the KenPom. So it goes like 297 today, and then I think we go to where's Arkansas State? I'm pretty sure they're like 183, and then plus another 100 to get to Marquette 80. So we had no primary scorer today in the lineup, and then we hopefully get back at least one for Friday and then get two back for Marquette, and then our whatever our fourth game is. I don't know what our fourth game is. What is our fourth
is
game?
Is that either or no
Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
And then we get our primary, which is once at 116 against Cincinnati. Primary guy come back from Cincinnati. So it's kind of like work your way into it and find out who the secondary scorers are from our primary people.
Which shout out to the Grandy man, Jacob Grandison, making what did he? I think he led our team with
20 points.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, not to look too far into anything, but Marquette's beating SIU Edwardsville at home by 7 points with 3 minutes left. So
Edwardsville's got a score.
Since we know transitive
properties, sleeping on Edwardsville for too long.
Yeah. You're thinking of Carbondale, probably.
No.
Which, for the record, was worse in KenPom than Jackson State.
So therefore, we're really connecting the dots here. Fran or Josh, what are you?
Sometimes we have an extra host on the podcast. So, Josh, go
who's
ahead, Josh.
Fran guy?
I don't know who
he
is.
You made me lose my point. I forgot. I'm going to be honest.
I'm sure it was going to be good. Anyways, people have been sleeping on Edwardsville.
Was it about the Twin Cities, Carbondale and Edwardsville?
Look, folks, part of these quick hitters is that we don't prepare for them. And, you know, you're just going to be on this journey with us here. All this is staying in the episode.
We couldn't have known we would beat Jackson State by a lot.
Exactly.
Anything could have happened.
Anything could have happened.
We had to be ready for anything.
Look, we went up 21-2 and they went on a run and it was 30-17. So we got a little bit nervous and we threw all of our notes away. And so because of that, we said we're not going to do any prep for this podcast. And we also said we're not going to cut anything. And so this is just raw, unadulterated, unfiltered boardroom from the first game.
All right, we should get into what we specialize in, and that's how Twitter was to this for this first game. So the overreactions were 100% there. People were all over Coleman Hawkins, just saying he's the next coming of Andre Curbelo. Andre Curbelo should transfer, etc. But there
was there
the
a
people-
single person who said he Andre Curbelo should transfer.
Yes, there was.
Who?
I'll get you the tweet. I'll get you a tweet. Oh my God. It was a joke. It was obviously a joke.
It's going to look good at SIU Edwardsville.
What I would say is that there are still people who complain about how long college basketball games are. And that those people are the worst.
Yeah, just enjoy the game.
2 hours and 8 minutes. Yeah. What sporting event is quicker than that?
Yeah, the only people who
I could say some things
we have a right to complain to is the Big Ten Network for not understanding how to spread games out. Like, we know this game's not going to be 2 hours.
While I didn't love watching Indiana play for their final 3 minutes, I loved that Iowa fans had to watch our final 5 minutes. That was amazing.
Also, Iowa, we saw it for a little bit. Their stadium was not, it was like kind of empty, which just shows you like who's a basketball school and who's just a fake basketball school.
All right. So the tweet was Andre Curbelo is watching Coleman Hawkins and researching the transfer portal. Obviously a joke, but that is an overreaction that was done today.
Well, he's concussed, so he can't really do any research.
So, yeah, Josh, were you saying you think Curbelo is going to be back next game? Because you mentioned like some guys are going to be back next game, some are going to be back in 2 games.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I have the inside scoop on anything. I was just saying I more hope that like you at least get one of your primary ball handlers slash scorers back, and like hopefully it's both of them, but at least get at least one back for the Arkansas State game, just so that we can. I don't know. I would rather them not be injured. Would you rather them be injured?
Oh, no. I just thought you had an idea of like one guy they said would be back for the next game.
We have really solid information. Anything can change, but this is solid.
Yeah. Hey, don't be surprised if it goes one way, but it also could go the other way because there's more than one option.
When Josh says humans. There's a chance. Yeah.
I mean, like Curbelo has a concussion. I don't know. It takes like a week for a football player to get a concussion. I don't know what Curbelo got, like how he got his concussion, and then the other one was Trent, who has a shoulder injury, but they said day-to-day for both of them as well as Hutch. So I mean, you got to just hope that they're at least one of them's back. If day-to-days are not all the same.
Yeah
Nice.
Also
it's preseason for the podcasters too.
I was gonna shout out our boy Jermaine Hamlin putting up 10 points against Northwestern today.
Western Illinois.
Eastern.
Speaking of this directional Illinois schools, Western beat Nebraska.
Where were you for that? when we talked about that earlier.
Nick Irvin.
We talked about that already.
Not on the podcast.
We did. Scroll up.
The Wizards after me. I forgot.
Well, yeah.
Didn't
it's preseason for the podcasters, too.
One thing I'll also say, too, is I was thinking back to some of our overreactions from last year, and I would like to say that I was correct when I tweeted Adam is going to be only going to be here for 1 year after he put up 28
points. You showed them.
Yeah. Now, I thought he might have been going to the NBA after a year, but he was only at Illinois for
He will
one
not be
year.
Playing basketball this year.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Kentucky fan, but even I feel really bad that that happened.
That's so brave of you to you say.
Mean LSU. LSU. Yeah. LSU. I'm also not an LSU fan, but I am.
Are you sure you clarified you were not a Kentucky fan, though?
Yeah. Well,
I don't.
1-for-7 in the first half. Love to see it.
Against
Duke.
Team.
Wait, who? I don't know anyone in Illinois. Who's Illinois?
Hold on, your best player.
Okay. Anything? I know that there has just been. There's just a litany of things to discuss. Again, we're not cutting any of this. Like this is raw.
Not at all.
This is raw. This is game one. This is what it looks like. And this is going to be fun. We're going to do these quick little hitter podcasts after some of these, a lot of these games, even though there's not a ton to discuss.
I think it was smart of whoever forgot to tweet out the Big Ten fantasy basketball thing before the season, because they would have missed like all the points that they would have gotten for Trent and for Kofi. Just wait for it to get to the Big Ten tournament. It's smart guy, whoever forgot to tweet that out for Big Ten fantasy.
Yeah. So we will pick that up when conference play begins here. And it'll just be for that, because then it makes sense, because you're playing against equal opponents and it's the same amount of games. And
you get all 20 games that everyone's going to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope at least Brad wouldn't be yelling at this podcast for not diving on a loose ball. We've had some turnovers, but we haven't quite yet had an Alfonso Plummer moment where he did not fall on the ground.
I think we'd be on the treadmill, though. We would be on the treadmill.
I'll go on the treadmill after this, running out there and back,
running suicides, running on the treadmill.
You know what I was thinking, too? Is this the least amount of walk-ons we've ever had on a basketball team? Like, last year, I think we had 4, and now we have 1.
Where's Edgar Padilla again?
Transfer portal.
Still?
Yeah.
Wait, is it just Servin?
It's just Servin, as opposed to last year, we had Padilla, Servin, Tyler, and Zach Griffith.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a kid? Oh, no, wait, that's Servin. Never mind. I was going to say, wasn't there a kid from St. Rita? Yeah, probably.
Oh, wait, timeout. Didn't the kid who committed, he goes to St. Rita. Maybe. Is that the Servin special? Servin it up? Getting us recruits?
Unbelievable. Okay. Well, you can tell that it's time to end this podcast because Sam's playing Tetris on his phone. But thanks for sticking with us on this first episode here, I guess, of the regular season now.
Or I guess the one thing we can also talk about is we did beat Minnesota.
As we sort of led with that, a ranked opponent. We're still a football school.
Yeah,
we are still a football school. And we will still be a football school in a week because it's a bye week, so we can't lose. So we will still be a football school. Should we start looking at bowl projections?
Yeah, I mean, Quick Lane Bowl.
Pinstripe. Mm-hmm. Detroit, New York.
We're obviously beating Iowa and losing to Northwestern. Well, That's the most obvious thing ever.
We can still win the Big Ten West and play Ohio State. And
yeah, that's, all right,
here,
that's
here, legitimately,
shout out our boys from
let's
the
go
field.
Through this scenario.
If we go 6-6 and we beat Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament or in the Big Ten title game, I'm so curious what bowl game Illinois would be in. Obviously, the odds of that happen are slim to none, but where would the committee place a 7-6 team that barely eked it out but beat Ohio State to win the Big Ten?
Let's go out back tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, against an Auburn.
Yeah, which also transitive property. Penn State beat Auburn, so mm-hmm, I'd feel good about playing Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC athlete's not quite as good as the Big Ten.
No.
The barge formation.
No,
come on.
No.
The biggest thing about getting to a bowl game is 15 extra practices for your for your freshmen and sophomores, which is going to be so needed. So that's what you're rooting for. And, you know, it doesn't matter what bowl game we go to as long as we get those 15 practices.
Nebraska got 15 extra, didn't they?
One.
to illegal practices.
Yeah, Scott Frost.
Hey, he got an extension. Love
that Scott got an extension, even though he hasn't made a bowl game in 4 years. And Bo Pelini went 9 or 10 and 3 every single season. Love what they're
he's
doing
gone next
there.
Year. He's gone.
And
he's gone.
Fred Hoiberg's losing to Western Illinois.
Lost to Western Illinois. Josh, did you know that? Yeah, Nebraska lost to Western Illinois today.
Shout out John
Nebraska brought that up.
Yeah, Nebraska lost to Western. Shout out to Rectional Schools from Illinois.
Yeah,
but also
could we get
also,
an SIU score update, please.
Also, yeah, shout out Ryan Walters for offering to buy Robert a sandwich. You know what's crazy is we gave up 6 points to Minnesota. You know they scored 40 on us back to back seasons.
Yeah.
With the same quarterback, the same offensive line. They did lose Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman, but like, it's not like there was like having
that shouldn't
having
be the difference.
Tanner Morgan and you scored 6 points. Like, damn, that says a lot about our boy Ryan Walters. And
I love the defense so much.
Yeah,
I love the defense so much. Oh my gosh.
I think there's nothing more fun than having a strong defense as your football team. Like, it's so much more fun than a strong offense.
The Bears fans in the building yeah. would like to have a word with you there.
Explain why you don't think so.
Oh, because
I think,
it's 2021 and you need to score points to win football yeah. games. It's because it's not 1932 and 2 yards
not
in a cloud of dust.
No, not in the Big Ten.
I mean,
we scored 14 points and 13 points, and we've beaten two Big Ten. Well, whatever the Penn State game finished out, that was 13 points in the regular part of the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, scoring points is fun. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I think
getting a sack on every play.
Ohio State does that.
Josh? Would you rather score on every play or get a sack on every play? He's doing
score.
The math. Okay, yeah. Good. Next. Okay, excellent. Great. I'm glad.
Getting a sack is close.
No, actually, it doesn't
not.
Count for any
no.
points, though. If you get a sack on every play and you score 0 points, you're not going to win.
Also, if you're scoring on every play, wouldn't you rather just get like a defensive touchdown than
yeah.
a sack?
Well,
I'm trying. It's just exciting to watch a defense. I like watching a good defense.
No one's saying that they don't like watching. Who said that?
You know, it's fun watching a good defense, but it's still weird because like, when your team is playing defense, like you're vulnerable to let up points as opposed to
not if you have a good defense.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We just solved it. We figured it out. Yeah. Oh my God. So we're a football school for another 11 days.
This is our A performance.
This is good. Hey, it's preseason for the podcasters too. Okay. Are we good?
Just quick shout out to John Gross for giving Ohio State a run for their money. Open
appreciate
the season.
Your buy-in. You know, appreciate you guys work so
seniors.
Hard out there. You made Akron
we love
and
John
our university
Gross.
So proud. You were together and tough. It was beautiful.
This is just the beginning
to what we're building here.
It would be basically the end yeah. of any sort of tournament.
We would be
appearance.
Would
we
against Chicago State.
Would we say the sky is the limit here for our basketball team?
The sky's really big, so
yeah.
that can mean anything.
You know what I was thinking, though? Like, do you think this team is significantly better than the 2020 Illinois basketball team?
No.
Who was, like, right around 20th in the country? Like, is this team...
Oh, from 2 years ago?
Yeah, from 2 years ago.
Preseason ranked higher.
More mature.
They have the best arguably the best player in the country.
Who... Kofi
yeah.
deeper
yeah
deep,
I guess
probably deeper
yeah, but
yeah,
like
less
Kofi
volatile.
Was on that I guess like
Kofi's
junior
better.
Kofi
junior Kofi versus yeah, freshman Kofi
I would probably who would you rather have sophomore Curbelo or sophomore Io
yeah but that is the you're basically saying would you rather have Io versus the depth of this team now
yeah, but that team had Andres Feliz who we don't have
they did
that team, I guess, like, I think fifth year Trent and fifth year DeMonte are a big step up from their third year. But I guess you would probably say Omar Payne is better than Georgie, although mm-hmm. Georgie was just coming off of a very good freshman
no,
year.
Coleman's better than Georgie.
Yeah.
That's
my overreaction from watching this game.
Yeah, Georgie's in the NBA.
G League.
I mean, like, Alan Griffin was really solid.
Yeah.
Luke Goody's really solid. Sorry, I'm just
okay.
Trying to
yeah.
Get,
yeah. Oh, actually, I forgot we're better without Kofi. So yeah. That's a good question, Johnny. And I think that's kind of part of the fun here with these overreactions, where we get to sort of make these bold claims. 40 minutes into the season here.
Oh, I had one more thing. Can the Orange Crush say Luke every time he shoots a three? That would be so much more fun than just like a cheer, you know? Like specialize on a player, make him feel happy, you know? Luke.
We just rattled off a D-minus podcast and you want the Orange Crush to be on their A game. Some of these guys are attending their first college basketball game ever.
And some of us are doing our 40th episode.
Yeah, we don't have as much of an excuse.
Well, this was a learning experience for everyone here this evening. We look forward
to Arkansas State
bringing you content that is ideally a little bit better than this. So thanks for everyone for listening. We will catch you on the next episode. ILL.